Hi, my name is Bethany, and I am the maker of Bin Bin.
Hi, I'm Maura from Maura Houston Design.
Hi, I'm Ronnie of Bangs and Teeth.
Hi, I'm Jed.
And I'm Tess, and this is the Etsy Success Podcast.
We're part of the marketing team here at Etsy, broadcasting from our homes in Brooklyn, New York.
This podcast is powered by Etsy and is your source for tips on improving your shop and for inspiration from your fellow sellers.
Tess, this episode, tell me about it. What are we doing today?
Well, today we're talking with Dana Isom Johnson, our resident trend expert, about summer trends.
Ooh, nice.
So, you know, I always learn a lot from Dana whenever she's on the show. But this week I learned about two new trends that I'd never heard of before.
Oh.
Do you want to know what they are?
Yeah, of course. Yes, I do.
Great, because I'm going to tell you.
Okay. I know. I didn't really have a choice.
The first one, mud kitchens.
What? Wait, can I guess what a mud kitchen is?
I guess so.
It's a kitchen made of mud.
That sounds not very stable, not very sturdy.
No, it wouldn't stay together. Okay, well, then it's probably a kitchen in which the ingredients you are utilizing are mud. Is that close?
That's basically it. But just to expand on that, you know, they're little play kitchens for children.
Oh, for kids.
Yes, designed specifically for the outdoors so kids can get really messy and creative and have a lot of fun.
Oh, I want one.
Yeah, I can see why. It seems very therapeutic.
Yeah. What's the other thing that you learned about?
Okay, the other one is the baguette bag.
Ah, yes, a bag in which one holds their baguettes, of course.
You'd think that, but no.
Oh, I was going to say that's a very specific thing to be trending. I wouldn't think there'd be a small but passionate audience of people who need a special bag to put their baguettes in. Okay, what is a baguette bag?
Well, it's actually quite different from what you would expect shape-wise, I think.
Yeah, I expect a long, thin bag.
No, it is not. It is actually a pretty small, compact handbag. It was popular in the 90s, and it fits over your shoulder and sits under the arm the way that you might hold a baguette after you just purchased one from a bakery.
Oh, that makes sense. I can see it.
Yeah. It's more about the action of the holding rather than the actual shape of the bag.
I mean, if there's more trends like those two for us to hear today, let's get this interview started.
Hey, Dana, how's it going?
Hey, Tess. Good to be back.
Yes, thank you for being here as always. For anyone who's tuning in for the first time, Dana is our resident trend expert, and today she's here to talk about what's coming up this summer.
Oh yeah, Tess, summer is right around the corner and there's so many good trends brewing up.
So with temperatures rising in a lot of places and the vaccine rollout underway, do you have a sense of how people will be shopping as things begin to open up a bit more?
Yeah. All right. So Tess, it feels like we're doing a slow return to normal, right? So there's going to be a huge focus on the outdoors. Dressing up more. We're going to have a more positive attitude. We're excited. It's time to get refreshed and energized. And I think one of the biggest trends that I spoke about when we last chatted, it's a Norwegian concept. It's called friluftsliv. And it's really all about spending as much time outside as possible, but also keeping in mind of keeping the comforts of the indoors with you.
And on that note, let's start with the outdoors. Tell me more about this focus on outside spaces and being outside.
All right. So it's all about creating a beautiful outdoor oasis because, you know, we're starting to feel a little bit more comfortable with socializing right now. So everyone is going to want to make the most of their outdoor space, whether you have a patio, a stoop, a backyard, anything that is going to allow people to help really savor that fresh air and sunshine. And if you feel comfortable, potentially entertaining some guests as well. And then this one I like a lot because we're talking about inviting bird life in. So on Etsy, I've started to see these really, really cool DIY bird feeders and bird houses because the DIY kits are still on fire right now and people are still wanting to be very creative. The other new thing that I'm really loving is this pallet furniture. Have you heard about pallet furniture?
I haven't.
Okay, so I want you to imagine, you know, at those major retailers or farm companies or anything that have those big shipping platforms that, you know, either boxes come in on or things come in. So now a lot of people are actually turning those forms or creating a version of that themselves and turning it into beautiful furniture. So coffee tables, using it as a platform for couches to put really comfy cushions on, garden loungers, anything that can take that as the frame, I'm starting to see bubble up. And then in addition to that kind of shape, fire pits are also continuing to be on the rise. We talked about this a little bit at the end of last year. And then patio umbrellas are continuing to rise in popularity because this particular item, this is an item that shoppers can really add their own pop of personality to this outdoor space. In fact, Tess, I've seen a 324% increase in searches on Etsy, of course, for outdoor umbrellas. And that's between July 2020 and December 2020 compared to the same time last year. Wow. So people are really wanting to add, you know, like I said, that pop of personality and really make their backyard space or their outdoor space their own. The other thing that I'm really liking, this is also kind of new, mud kitchens for kids. You know, we of course saw last year that more than ever, families are doing creative activities together and of course, spending that time outdoors. And so a mud kitchen is really a separate space for a kid, kind of like those old school like kitchen sets. I remember I used to have one as a kid, but this is like a station for kids to express their creativity, and parents are really encouraging their children to make more and take it down to the way that, you know, essentially that we used to grow up pre-technology.
Yeah, I think we could all use a little more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd never heard of a mud kitchen, but I love that concept. So also the summer months are typically popular for weddings. So what do you predict summer 2021 weddings will look like?
Okay, so I'm starting to see some articles come up more and more about couples getting married or celebrating 1 year anniversary. So for anyone who just did, you know, a small Zoom celebration last year, they're really looking to have that major celebration this year. And then of course, there are those people who took their time and want to plan the wedding that they always dreamed about. So outdoor weddings, of course, as more people are getting vaccinated and the weather is getting warmer, the restrictions are being eased in some areas, this is really sparking the excitement for the return of weddings. What's different about this year, Tess, is the size of the celebration. It's going to be scaled down, but then that means that the couple is able to put more attention to detail to things like the favors. They're going to want their guests to be more engaged. So you're going to see items that are really kind of safety first, right? So let's talk a little bit about that. So they're going to want to look for items that are personalized, of course, because everyone is going to put that extra attention to detail with a smaller guest list. So think about items like personalized hand sanitizers, coordinating masks that have, you know, a special either hashtag or something that's really going to bring everything together and just be exciting to have everyone all in one place. But of course, keeping that safety first. And maybe even some couples are going to be looking for Mr. and Mrs. coordinating safety precautions like masks. Now, when I talked about that smaller guest list, that's really, you can title it a micromony, because again, that means you're scaling down, the couples are scaling down on the amount of people there. So it's a much smaller invite list. And instead, they are blowing out the experience for this smaller list that is really just their friends and family. Here's the other thing, Tess, and I really love this that's popping up, because they're smaller celebrations and it's a smaller guest list and people want to be as safe as possible. A lot of couples are considering using their home as the venue. So again, this is allowing them to have a very sentimental backdrop of their home or their parents or someone close to them, and really being able to spend more time and attention to those special details throughout the ceremony. Now, Tess, do you remember last year when we were, of course, at the height of the pandemic and you and I talked about change the date cards?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So now that people are actually celebrating and having weddings, now the title that I'm starting to see pop up is Worth the Wait merchandise.
Aww.
So yeah, this is really sweet because it's allowing these couples to really, again, be happy and celebrate and say, you know what? This was worth the wait. They want to express that very special sentiment and their excitement to have their closest friends and family there. And then the last thing on weddings are statement displays. So remember, you know, I'm talking about really scaling down in terms of the guest list and maybe even having this celebration at home, which opens the door for couples to spend more on things like a statement display. So really wanting to blow out that backdrop, whether it is a neon sign or, you know, an over-the-top balloon arch, but they're really wanting to find something personalized, super detailed, and an over-the-top experience for themselves and for their guests.
Yeah, I really just love this emphasis on, you know, making it extra special because they've had to wait longer to maybe have their celebrations and just, you know, having those little follow-up events. I know in the last episode, I talked about this with our research expert, Michelle, but, you know, I had a friend who got married last year and I just had to watch on Zoom, but then this year they're going to be having their celebration on their 1 year anniversary. So
yeah, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yeah. So I imagine that as people are getting outside more, like you mentioned, they might be looking to refresh their out of the house looks, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I, for one, am very excited about this. But to kick it off, let's start with accessories and jewelry. And in terms of what I've been seeing, I love, love, love this one because it's so glamorous. Headscarves. So headscarves have been popping up. It's also been very hot on social media. This is allowing shoppers to feel a little more glamorous during this time and feeling more fashionable. I think this is a wonderful opportunity for our vintage sellers to showcase a wonderful curated experience for beautiful silk scarves. Like, imagine, Tess, take yourself back in time. Think about those old Hollywood films where the convertible is down, the scarf is blowing in the wind, and you've got those cat eye sunglasses on. So I think shoppers are just really wanting to feel like, you know, they're able to make a statement and just feel a little more jazzed up than they have for the past year. I know I'm very excited for that. So the next thing is statement earrings. You know, as we are progressing, and this is wonderful, but many of us are still learning and working from home. So above the keyboard it's still there as we continue to progress. So consider this, squiggle shapes. So that means curves, long and linear earrings, like drop earrings. So think teardrop or long linear shapes, sizable studs for those who are not into being a maximalist with a full size earring. So those studs that are really just taking up a little more real estate on your ear. And then this one is the most exciting. I really love this one. These are 2-in-1 earrings. Do you know about 2-in-1 earrings?
I only just heard about this. So tell me more.
Oh my God, they're so incredible. So it's basically, it's exactly what I'm saying. It's 2 earrings in 1. So imagine if when you remove the post of an earring, you're actually removing like the longer piece of the earring and allowing yourself to just wear a stud.
So cool.
I know. I love it. This is really great for shoppers who just want more versatility. And I think that function and fashion are really having a huge presence right now. So those 2-in-1 earrings are rising to be very popular. And then in terms of when we are stepping away from this above the keyboard dressing and really thinking more about as we go outside and want to make even more of a statement with our fashion. Statement rings are really having a moment. One that is semi-new is the fidget ring. So this is allowing people to have a meditative moment with their jewelry. I'm actually pretending like I have one now. I used to have one a few years ago. They're very fun. So for our sellers, like whether you are doing a double band ring and one of the rings spins over top of the second layer, or you're able to kind of move something back and forth, it's really just allowing shoppers to have more fun with their jewelry and be able to fidget a bit. The other one that I love are just statement rings that are just over the top and taking up almost a full finger. Like shoppers are embracing these maximalist rings right now as the newest statement making pieces. We've seen searches up for chunky rings up 474%. So, you know, shoppers are really interested in this new style. And again, very excited to get back out into the world and show off their personal style. And Tess, all right, this one is for you because I think you're a big fan of the 90s and the early 2000s, right?
Yeah, that was my era, indeed.
Me and you both. Me and you both. You are not alone. And, you know, it's so funny how trends, you know, as you get older and things come back and you're like, oh, man, I was rocking that like in my heyday. So it's back in a major way. And the focus is really on Y2K jewelry. So it's that early 2000s resurgence. This stat is insane. When I first saw it, I was just like blown away. But there's been a 1,360% increase in searches for smiley face jewelry. That is like alert, alert, alert for both vintage sellers as well as handmade sellers. If that works for your shop, really consider adding in that smiley face jewelry because shoppers are loving it. And then when you think about other popular styles from that moment in time, daisy jewelry, mood jewelry, butterfly jewelry, they are all rising in popularity.
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of clothes and other things with daisy and butterfly motifs, but I haven't yet expanded into the jewelry world. So that is very exciting for me.
Yes, you are the shopper that our sellers are trying to accommodate right now. You are on it. I love it. Another thing that I'm really loving that also comes from a little before the early 2000s, but it's beaded jewelry. So camp jewelry started to rise last year and it is still going strong. I think the summer months are really making it come back in a major way because it's so colorful and fun. And this is, of course, again, another nod to the 90s and the early 2000s. Another one that's been popping up is open work bags. So think like crochet bags, knitted bags, anything that has kind of open real estate for you to see through. I think what makes these bags super popular is that they are absolutely multifunctional. So whether shoppers want to wear them as their purse or if they want to do quick grocery store runs or errand runs, and they can use this and be sustainable and have a reusable bag. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because even when I broke it down, we've seen a 33% increase in searches on Etsy for crochet bags. Ooh. So that, again, it's starting to like creep up. And that time frame is between July 2020 and December 2020 compared to the same time the previous years. And for other bag trends, now this is another big one. Brace yourself. So again, as we are talking about how much of an influence the early 2000s Y2K bags are having, this is proof in the pudding. So there's been a 1,970% increase in searches on Etsy for Y2K bags between July 2020 and December 2020. And of course, every number that I share with you and to our listeners, it's always compared to the same time the previous year. So when you think about, all right, what does a Y2K bag even mean? Like, how can I visualize that? So one of the shapes that has consistently been rising are baguette bags. So a baguette bag, I want you to imagine either a tote, so like a long tote, you know, mm-hmm. or a classic hobo bag. So one of those bags that has kind of like the dip down, like if it was a shirt, it would look like a cowl neck and then a little longer. So a baguette bag is basically if those two bags were shrunken down in half with a shorter strap. So that's what people are looking for. And to give you the number specifically on a baguette bag, we've seen a 394% increase in searches on Etsy for these baguette bags. And again, that time frame is July 2020 to December 2020 compared to the same time last year. So that is specifically a shape that matches back to this return of the early 2000s and Y2K bags.
Wow, I was not familiar with that term, although I do know what that bag is. I feel like when I hear a Y2K bag, I just think of tiny backpacks.
Excessively
tiny backpacks.
That too. And I mean, listen, it's funny that you say that because tiny bags, they had a major expression last year. Ooh. I have not pulled those numbers yet, but that was definitely something that was trending last year. And we'll see if that continues to have a strong presence this year as well.
Okay, what about clothes? What's been on the rise there?
For clothes, it's all about sunny shades and cheerful patterns because, oh man, Tess, what a tumultuous year we've all been through. And I think shoppers are really looking right now to hues that bring happiness and cheer into their wardrobe, into their spaces. I think more than ever, this is like a huge crossover year for home and fashion. And we'll get to that later, but still going on fashion, smiley faces. So you'll see those smiley faces like we talked about in jewelry, you'll see it in fashion. Daisy prints, same situation. You'll see the carryover. Now, here's another thing that you and I talked about before, which is continuing to gain momentum, which is checker print. What I like about this trend of checker print is that it's not just one colorway. It's pastels, it's neons, it's all different shades. And it's really allowing people to embrace the trend in whatever way works best for their personal style. So not only are we seeing these checkered prints, but we're also seeing other retro patterns like mushroom prints. Like I said, this is another crossover that we'll get to a little later, but fashion and home. And this one is without a doubt my favorite, sunny sets. So matching sets, they're so easy to toss on. It gives an instant boost of style to shoppers who are easing their way back into real clothes. Vintage sellers, I'm especially talking to you for this because there are so many incredible matching sets that are from past decades. I've recently purchased a few myself. I really love this. The other thing making a major return from the 90s are those relaxed silhouettes. So, you know, I don't know if any of our listeners have been seeing this in the news, but it is true. Skinny jeans are making an exit stage left. And we are now seeing relaxed denim really making a breakthrough, along with other more roomy styles and silhouettes. And I think that is thanks to all of our time spent at home. Everyone just kind of wants to ease back into the real clothes moment. This one is a very interesting and functional. You know, we keep talking about function too. Peekaboo details. And I think that these peekaboo details are because people are looking for vaccine-friendly clothing. So I've seen a lot of shirts. And to be honest, it's funny how things work out actually, Tess, as I'm thinking about it. Because these cutout peekaboo details are also something that I wore when I was 15. So it's interesting that this is now coming back and also aligns with being functional for people to get their vaccine and not have to fully derobe because they already have their shoulder exposed.
Yeah, I'm pouring one out for skinny jeans over here. Those are it's breaking my heart. But I'm ready for the change, but you know, rest in peace. Okay, so moving on to the home, let's talk about decor. What's the latest there?
Okay, Tess, I'm really excited about this year's home decor because it's a lot of fresh and new things that we haven't seen before.
So the one thing that I'm really loving are the new shapes and lines, because for so long, we've loved that mid-century modern look with kind of like those straight edges. But now entering are these curved edges, a much more relaxed feel. And I think that's because we're spending so much time at home that we want our spaces to feel relaxed and plush. So I'm really loving what I'm calling these wiggly squiggly lines. You'll see them in mirrors and ceramics. It's a really wonderful way to add a pop of personality into the home decor. The other influences that I think are very strong this year are coming in from the 1970s. So a lot of influences from nature, especially the mushroom lamp. So when I say a mushroom lamp, I want you to literally picture a lamp that is in the shape of a mushroom. Now, it may not go as far as, you know, having the dots painted on the top of the cap or anything like that, but it's really just taking inspiration from the organic shape. I've seen them so far, whether they're vintage, hey, vintage sellers, great opportunity for you to source these bad boys from decades past, either in metal or also in ceramics as well. But these are really, really popular right now. A great opportunity to get in on this hot, hot trend. The thing that I want you guys to keep in mind is that whether you're incorporating the wiggly squiggly, the curved lines, or the mushroom lamp or other influences from nature or the 70s, more than ever, shoppers are really wanting to infuse their home decor with items that align with their personality and their personal style. It's much in the same way that people are thinking about their wardrobes. You know, you want to accessorize to make your outfit pop and really let it speak to who you are and how your personal style is reflected. People want the same thing for their homes.
So the next category, paper and party supplies. What trends are you noticing in that space?
As social distancing continues to stay in place, and we've seen some travel restrictions still top of mind, of course, for many of us, but shoppers are really looking for greeting cards because they're still sending their love from afar. It's still a really wonderful personal way to express your love. So we've seen a 77% increase in searches on Etsy for greeting cards. And that time frame, again, is July 2020 to December 2020 compared to the same time the previous year. And then for those other people who are starting to feel a little more comfortable with celebrating outdoors, I think this is a really great opportunity for paper good sellers to bring back invitations, but with a focus on the outdoors. So how can you incorporate that into your design or into some type of engagement that happens only outdoors? I think this is another great opportunity for our party supply sellers to get in on the single-use servings, any type of backdrops. Everyone is excited to get back outside and have a safe return to celebrations.
Great. Okay, now it is time for our lightning round. This is the segment where we collect questions from our listeners in the forums and on the Etsy Success social channels. Are you ready, Dana?
Ready.
Okay, first question is from Rosemary Abbey. What colors and themes are buyers interested in for summer?
All right. Our Etsy color of the year, sky blue, continues to be a fan favorite. And then, as I mentioned before, mushrooms have really entered as a very popular theme for home decor and fashion. And I just want to point out that I really think that this stems from cottagecore, which was a previous trend that I started talking about a little bit last year. And it's all based around shoppers wanting to incorporate hints of nature and really pop it into every aspect of their life.
Next question is from Tree Corpse Inc. I make paper notebooks, staple and wire bound. I've heard a lot of people are intimidated by blank journals. If guided journals are in, what are the hot topics that people are wanting right now?
Gratitude journals are a really wonderful option for you to consider because as people have reflections of this past year, this is a really great moment to give guidance and allow people to express themselves through gratitude journals. It's all a part of the self-care movement that is just blowing up. celestial themes like moon phases are also very popular. And then, of course, personalized. It's one of the reasons that, you know, so many people come to us. They want that personalization.
Okay, next question is from Day Day Vintage, who says, can you say something about the sort of vintage antiques and collectibles that sell on Etsy more broadly? Are the vintage trends worldwide and or the same everywhere?
Yeah. Okay. So many things for this. I think the first thing is what's very interesting about this particular time in shopping is that we are faced with several decades rising in popularity right now, which is very interesting. So there's influences from the 60s, the 70s. And of course, you heard me talk about the 90s and the early 2000s. And I think, you know, as people listen to this podcast or even see any of the trend guides that I write, it's important to remember that all of the data that I ever share, whether it's here with Tess or in other places that I'm sharing this information, it's all global data and it's all captured in real time. So everything that you're seeing is based on what shoppers are engaging with across the world. I think the other really interesting thing about vintage is that more than ever, shoppers are very interested in vintage for several reasons. The first is, of course, because they want to find that sometimes one-of-a-kind, truly unique diamond that they've just found, right? The other portion of it is that so many people are wanting to be conscious shoppers right now. And when you shop vintage, you are really choosing a more sustainable option because you're not adding more waste into the planet. So I think that's where we're starting to see even more shoppers dig into vintage shopping. And, you know, I think for another thing for our vintage sellers, you know, we talked about weddings a bit, Tess. And I think as we continue to see weddings ramp up again, as we ease back into, you know, what we remember as normalcy, this is sparking interest in vintage jewelry for engagements because people are wanting to take that step.
Next question is from Mulberry Loom. I'd like to know what kind of blanket color or prints people will love to buy this year. What about tie-dye and pastel?
Well, I'm going to plug sky blue one more time because people, like I said, are continuing to really love that color. And here's why. Because again, people are really wanting to be able to incorporate snippets of nature and snippets of positivity and colors that bring them happiness and some type of serenity and joy. And sky blue is a great example of that. The other thing that I would love for you to keep in mind, Mulberry Loom, is that checkered print. Because checkered print blankets specifically in all different types of tones, whether pastel or bright and bold, they are on the rise. We saw a 182% increase in searches for checkered blankets. So keep that in mind. Another one that I want you to think about are natural dyes, because this also continues to be popular. So can you use dyes like turmeric, indigo, pomegranate, avocado seeds, all of these other items that are now being used for natural dyeing? People are really loving because they know the exact source of the dye. And as for your question about tie-dye, it's not over yet. Still keeps going. We'll see when this thing wants to start trickling down.
Okay, Rola Pulla asks, are there any COVID-related trends that may continue into the summer?
Okay, so COVID-related trends, yes, especially for weddings, because people are wanting to, of course, put safety first. So like I said before, those items like personalized hand sanitizers, personalized mask, those are definitely going to continue through as we start ramping celebrations back up. The other thing that was extremely popular last year that still continues to be popular right now are kits, DIY kits. So baking kits, embroidery kits, paint by numbers kits, all those things that kids can work in their little mud kitchen spaces that we talked about before. Creativity is still top of mind and people are still wanting to learn new skills.
Valen Malin asks, I'd like to learn more about Etsy trends in digital items, clip art, and digital paper.
Okay, so as some people continue to work from home or remote learn, these are great options because, you know, you still want to jazz up your background. The other thing to really consider is that we are smack dab in the phase of spring cleaning, spring refresh. So for those shoppers who, especially right now, like we've been inside for so long in our same spaces, so they want to refresh. So this is a great opportunity for you to do printable art, digital art that can easily be printed at home. Greeting cards are great because remember I was just telling you guys that greeting cards are still very popular right now. So turn that into something printable, or calendars or schedules, all these things that can be printed at home that are really used for ease and functionality with where we are right now.
Hasten Nason asks, what are children's birthday celebration trends?
Yeah, all right. So as the weather gets warmer, shoppers are getting more comfortable with celebrating outdoors. So we're back again to that term that I was talking about earlier, Frilufsliv. So I really think you guys should consider, try these themes out in your shop. Balloon arches, pom-pom garlands, and of course, creative Zoom backdrops for those people who are not ready to celebrate just yet and want to continue celebrating virtually. But I think really consider focusing on how you can embrace outdoor celebrations within your shop.
Ginger Unicorn Art by Kirsten says, I'd like to know what the forecast is for trends in wall decoration, and especially if handmade paintings are part of that, and which style.
So more than ever, shoppers really want to find artwork that expresses their personal style. And I would suggest that you really hone in on your specific artistic eye. And then if you want to channel in those popular colors and themes, here's what I would suggest that's been on the rise. Sky blue, of course. Whimsical prints that nod to nature, because shoppers really want to make sure that the outdoors are also reflected inside because we've spent so much time indoors. And then poppy colors that excite someone in their space. Again, I think the thing to keep in mind here is that shoppers are really wanting to make sure that their home, A, is an expression of their personal style. B, that is a happy and joyful place. And C, that they want to spend time in there because we've been forced to. And so now it's really time to amp up the space and fill it with joy and happiness.
Last question is from Gazelle Embroidery, who wants to know about trends with machine embroidery. What can you tell us about that?
Embroidery is having such a moment right now. And we've especially seen this in kits. So remember, I was talking about kits earlier. So I think this is a really great opportunity for vintage sellers to shine because there's so many incredible embroidery kits from past decades. And even think about how you can turn embroidery into wall art, how you can personalize it and put it on shirts or any and everything that can include embroidery, I would highly suggest. It's funny that this question came up because I'm actually refreshing my space right now. And I was just looking on Etsy because I want to find a really cool embroidered tapestry that I can hang in my living room. So I think it's an opportunity for people to just really let that unique style shine through.
Dana, we always love having you. Thanks so much.
Always happy to be here, Tess. Thank you so much for having me.
That is it for today. You can find a link to our Spring and Summer Marketplace Insights report in the description of this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and please rate us and leave a review on Apple Podcasts if you have a minute.
We'd really appreciate it.
Jed.
What?
Tell the people the terrible, terrible news.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, well, folks, this is my last episode. I'm moving on from Etsy after 5 years, and I'm really, really going to miss doing this podcast. It's been a lot of fun, Tess.
I wish I could say the same.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. We obviously want to thank Jed for all of his work on the show over the past few years. We're going to miss you a lot. It won't be the same without you.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Thank you. It's been a joy.
Okay, listeners, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Aw.